popular artists have been pushing the concepts of music just as hard as any avant-garde composer. With the help of modern recording and looping technologies, a single artist can become an entire ensemble. Today on Artworks, Josephine McRobbie gets inside the do-it-yourself world of ukulele-playing sound explorer Meryl Garbus, who performs under the name TuneYards.
The success of TuneYards is a rare uplifting story in the often bleak world of the music industry. 2 years ago, frontwoman and soul member Meryl Garbus was a nomadic nanny who sold her self-released album Bird Brains on her website using a pay-what-you-can donation setup. Now, the ukulele and percussion-heavy experimental folk album has stronger distribution. TuneYards is signed to the British record label 4AD, home to such massive indie acts as TV on the Radio and Beirut. What makes Bird Brain special is how lo-fi the recording process was. Garbus recorded the album entirely with free digital software, capturing her vocals with a handheld recorder. The resulting tracks are sometimes blown out, sometimes clumsy, but always utterly compelling in their honesty.
I guess what I was trying to do by doing the whole album on my own was to prove that it was possible for people to record their own music without needing to spend a lot of money and without sort of leading it up to the quote-unquote professionals, that people can empower themselves by doing it themselves. And for me, that also means exposing flaws. I'd rather that people look at themselves straight on in the mirror and look at everything, good and bad, and accept them rather than, you know, work towards some glossy, picture-perfect kind of thing.
But that doesn't mean Garbus didn't put a lot of work into her debut. And she hoped that by pressing her album on cassette, listeners would be better positioned to hear the whole thing.
You listen to the album. You can fast forward if you want, but mostly you listen to it front to back, and it puts the pressure on to make your album a true album, that every single one of the songs is a solid song. In an ideal world, no one would want to skip one of them. To me, it becomes an organism of sorts.
Garbus wrote the songs that would eventually become the Bird Brains album while working as a nanny on Martha's Vineyard.
Basically, I got really sad and depressed one summer. It was a long time of sort of not having a good outlet for my creative energy, I guess. And my mom ended up buying me this ukulele, a tenor ukulele at an Army Navy store. And that's just how it started, just by, you know, fiddling around, playing on my own and really enjoying the act of writing songs.
Garbus captured her song ideas on a handheld voice recorder. She also recorded the toddler she worked with, eventually using some of his insights as interstitial material on the album, with his parents' blessing.
I hope that eventually it will be a good record for him of what he was like at that age. For me, it was important to have a record of the time that I spent and where I was making this album. And also that there's so much pressure in making music and being an artist, and I really was humbled by the experience of being around a kid so much, and I really wanted to have that real innocent curiosity about the world. I wanted that to be a really strong through line through the whole thing.
gosh. What's that?
It's cool.
Is that cool?
For her upcoming tour, Garbus has a backing band, but for most of TuneYard's existence, her performances have been a one-woman show. She's been able to do this with the trusty tool of lo-fi musicians everywhere, a looping pedal, which records and then repeats.
Anything that I put through microphones, so vocals, drums, sounds from, you know, different sounds that I can make in the space that I'm in.
Much of the hype surrounding TuneYard centers on Garbus's gutsy live shows. They're influenced heavily by her background in performance. Garbus dabbles in puppeteering and is no stranger to the stage.
I grew up, you know, with music in my family and performing in my family, and then I went to school for theater. So I think so much of what I enjoy doing is actually being on stage live with an audience.
And with the support of a heavyweight record label and the fuel of critical acclaim, that artist's intuition continues to guide Meryl Garbus on her own unique journey through music.
More and more I'm realizing that it was very much ingrained in me. So, you know, when I started to write songs, even though I didn't have a kind of formal training in composition, I didn't go to music school or whatever, but there was still a lot of knowledge there.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Josephine McCrobby.
The TuneYards will be appearing in Bloomington live next Tuesday, October the 13th, at The Bishop. You can pick up the recording Bird Brains, which is out now on the 4AD label.
It's a heat wave, all right, and I can't.